Foxton Readers Level 3 Warrior for the Crown by Steve Martin Read by James Brown Copyright Foxton Books 2022 Chapter 1 Andras sat on his white horse and looked around. He looked south towards the distant hills. He turned and looked north at the coast. He looked west across the wide river and east across the growing fields. He smiled. Everything he saw belonged to his tribe. Up ahead, two farmers were passing. They were walking their cattle. The cows looked fat and healthy, although they moved slowly. Andras sat up straight. He waited for the men to notice him. However, they kept on walking and ignored him. Andras rode towards them angrily. "Stop!" he shouted. "Don't you know who I am?"
"No," said one of the farmers.
Andras jumped down from his horse. Without any warning, he hit the farmer in the face. The other man stepped back. Andras turned and hit that farmer too. The man fell to the ground.
"Fools!" shouted Andras. "I am Prince Andras, eldest son of the great King Brennin. Show some respect when you see me."
The second man stood up slowly. He looked frightened. The first man got up quickly. There was blood in his mouth. He was a huge man, much bigger than Andras. He looked very angry and stared at Andras. His left hand held a large stick.
"Is there a problem?" said Andras. "Do you have something to say?"
Andras took out his sword and held it by his side. The large man showed no fear. He took a step forward and looked like he was going to fight Andras. However, his friend held his arm and pulled him away. He bowed to the prince.
"We are very sorry, Prince Andras," he said. "We didn't recognize you. It won't happen again. We will show more respect in future."
"Okay, you can go," said Andras.
The two men walked away. The larger man looked back at Andras several times. However, his friend kept hold of his arm and pulled him away.
"This is wrong," thought Andras, as he watched them leave. "The people should know and fear me.
My father is not strong enough. They need to know who rules this tribe." Andras rode to the coast, where he sat down to think. King Brennin was a good king, but he was getting old. It was true that the people lived well here. They were never hungry, and they had no enemies. No one attacked their homes or burnt their crops or stole their cattle. They lived in peace. When there were arguments among the people, King Brennin always listened carefully and made good decisions. He was very wise and fair, but he was not ambitious. Andras loved his father very much, but he thought he could be a better king. He loved stories about heroes from long ago. He loved men who travelled across the land and sea to have amazing adventures. People still told those stories and still remembered those heroes. This was a big island with many other tribes. Andras dreamt about leading an army to fight these other tribes. There were lands full of cattle and wealth. More importantly, these lands were full of people. Victory in battle brought slaves. King Brennin's people worked hard. They worked from morning until night in the fields, day after day. That was work for slaves. "I'll bring back slaves," Andras thought. "Our people won't have to work in the fields. They will have time to train as warriors and become the best fighters in the world." no one will be able to defeat them. And I will lead them.